Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So today on the Food and Drink Show, I've come along to Skipton and I'm here at Busy Lizzie's Fish and Chip Restaurant and I'm here with Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. And this week is National Butchers Week and we're going to be talking about the supply side behind Busy Lizzie's menu. We're here with Stanforth's Butchers as well. So Katie, talk us through why you've decided to choose Stanforth's as your local supplier.
Yeah, we use Stanforth's for many years now and the relationship keeps on growing. We've used them for their steak and kidney, for their mince, to make our own chilies, and since then we've evolved and we buy all our sausages from their children's sausages, breakfast sausages, gourmet burgers, gammons that we serve at High Street Car Park, and recently we've started supplying their pies as well.
So talk us through why it's so important for you guys at Busy Lizzie's to support local suppliers like Stanforth's Butchers, because it could be just as easy for you to shoot down the supermarket, pick up some meat from the supermarket and put that on your menu and serve that to your customers, but you choose to go to a local supplier here in Skipton for your meats.
Yeah, I think we have a responsibility as the company that we are to buy local. You've got to keep it within the town, you know, where you can. We can't buy all our products local. We would if we could. So where we can, yeah, we definitely believe that's the right thing to do.
Now, one thing you think of when you walk into butchers is the freshness of the meats. You're normally surrounded by them. So that's another benefit as well as supporting local for customers when it comes to the tasting and that sort of thing. The fresher, the better, really, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously with them being local as well, we get deliveries, you know, daily. We fill out an order sheet the night before, that gets faxed over, and then we've got to deliver it, you know, the next day.
Now I'm joined by Simon, who is the director at Stanforth's. Just talk us through, before we get started, into how you supply Busy Lizzie's Fish and Chip Restaurant here in Skipton. Just talk us through what meats you serve in Stanforth's.
Yeah, well, Stanforth's, we are renowned locally for our pies, but we are a bit more than that. We also have a cutting unit up at the auction mart. We buy from local markets. We produce everything, our own sausage, gammons, bacon, all the beef and lamb, that's all bought by myself. And we also buy pork from local farms and local markets.
Now, we were talking before we came on air about how you get your meats, and you don't buy the meats, you buy the animal, actually, don't you? So, you can trace it back to the exact farm where it came from.
Yeah, we do, yeah. Obviously, we're based in Skipton Auction Mart, so we have a good relationship with the market. So all beef and lamb, which we sell at Stanforth's, is bought in Skipton Auction Mart. And obviously, the pork that we use, they don't sell pigs at Skipton Auction Mart, so for that, I go to Otley Auction Mart, and I have a farm in Beedale, which supplies a lot of pigs to us each week.
So your menu over the years has developed with the trends and with different things on your menu. So just talk us through how Stanforth's have come into that when it comes to supplying different things, bringing in new things to your menu.
Yeah, for example, the gourmet burgers that we've done for a couple of years now, and we sat down with Simon and said, right, this is what we want to do. We're looking to bring in a gourmet burger. So he came in with samples of three or four different types, different weights, and looked at, and we basically did a taste test. We tested all of them, then we whittled that down to one or two, and then we did further testing to see how they tested with cheese. We tested different types of cheese on them, the different sauces, the burger sauce, piri piri, barbecue sauce. So we tested all how they taste with all the sauces, with the different cheeses. So there's a massive testing process, and then we then test how it's cooked, how long it takes to cook before it even gets on the menu. So there is quite a process that we have to go to before anything gets put on the menu.
It's important to say you can find Stanforth's Butchers right near Skipton Castle. It's quite a central location for you guys.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so important to support local businesses like Busy Lizzie's Fish and Chip Restaurant do with going to a local butcher's?
I think it's important that it's good to have a good relationship with other local businesses. It's been good to work with Busy's for quite a lot of years, especially in developing the different ranges they do, the burgers, the sausages. And it's nice to know that local businesses are keen to work with us and appreciate what we do. I think the Busy Lizzie's, Katie is keen on the quality, knowing that her customers are getting the best products available. And it's something that's evolved over time where Busy's are always introducing different things to their menu, and we're fortunate that they come to us for us to help get the right stuff on the menu.
Our customers decided, they've been asking us quite some time to introduce a pie. We were supplying pies in our takeaway, which were just standard frozen pies that you get, and we wanted to be able to offer a better quality pie, really. So we spoke to Stanford's, and now we offer those in the takeaway, and also they're also available in our restaurant as well.
Well, there you have it. Stanford's have been a massive influence on the Busy Lizzie menu over the years. If you want to come down to Busy Lizzie's and try their foods, then they are here on High Street Car Park and on Swadford Street. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thanks, Ben.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.